wide awake, Glenn Miller play
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Edith opens the door for a stocky middle-aged man.
Fred Bunk! Oh, my! Oh, oh, my! Oh.
She hugs him tight, then pats his belly.
Oh, oh, it's been 29 years!
29 years. Oh. 29. Edith, the smartest thing my brother ever did was to marry you.
Oh, oh, you put back the tooth, Archie knocked out. It's very nice. Oh, come on and sit. Oh, you want some coffee?
Oh, no, don't go to no trouble.
No, it's no trouble. Come on in the kitchen.
She pulls him into the kitchen.
Well, Fred, when did you get here?
I just drove up from Baltimore with Amy.
Who's Amy?
Oh, Amy is the woman I'm living with.
Oh.
Edith looks him up and down.
Ever since I divorced Janice there.
What happened to Dorothy?
Oh, Dorothy ran away with a foot doctor.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, it worked out very well for her. She had bad feet.
Oh, well, why didn't you bring Amy with you?
Oh, well, she's out doing some shopping there. You know, I didn't want to create a problem, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At the front door.
Ma, we're here.
In the kitchen.
Oh, Michael's starving.
Yeah, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse, but since you haven't got a horse, any kind of pie will do.
What? Mike tickles Gloria's behind as he chases her into the kitchen.
Oh. Oh, grown up now. You'll never guess who this is. I'll give you a hint. One, he's Archie's only living relative. Two, he ain't on my side of the field. And three, he's your uncle. Guess.
Uncle Alfred?
She was always so smart.
Oh, Uncle Alfred!
Well, come on, let's go in the living room.
Yeah, and you can talk as you call.
My Uncle Alfred!
So you're the brother that Archie never talks about?
Yeah, the one and only.
Oh, you never even saw me even when I was a baby.
No, he drove all the way up here from Baltimore in a car with Amy.
Oh, is Amy your wife?
No.
Edith purses her lips and covertly wiggles her eyebrows at Gloria.
Oh.
You sure you're Archie's brother?
Very good friends.
Does Daddy know that you and Amy are here?
No.
He'll be here any minute.
Oh, boy, is he gonna be surprised.
Honey, maybe we should go home and have cornflakes.
I'm staying for this.
Hey, Uncle Alfred, would you and Amy like to stay for dinner? Is that okay, Ma?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Edith, I'm home. Listen, I ain't got much time, so get the dinner on, will you? I gotta get back to the saloon. The kid called in sick again.
Archie spots Fred. Fred slowly stands to face him. Archie stares at his brother.
Archie.
Archie, this is your brother.
Thanks for telling me.
Hey, Arch. Long time no see, huh?
Long time no care, either.
Edith pulls his arm.
Well, let's everybody sit down.
Don't haul me. Don't haul me. Don't haul me. Don't haul me. Don't do that. You want to do something? Go in and get a beer.
Oh, all right. Oh, Gloria, come on and help me, please.
Oh, not now.
No!
I want to show Clafford my baby pictures. You want to see my baby pictures?
Yeah, maybe I should go help them,
no,
too.
No, you stay here.
I thought that...
Sit down!
I'll sit down.
With Fred in his armchair, Archie shuffles across the room. He sits on the couch with Mike as far away as possible. He winces as he settles into his seat and crosses his legs. Fred and Archie consider one another.
So?
Funny, all these years I've been thinking of things I'd say to you, and now the words don't come.
Probably just as well. If they're anything like the words I'm choking back.
Mike nervously glances back and forth at the two brothers.
So, Fred, what kind of work do you do?
He's a professional troublemaker. He's a left-wing union organizer.
You kidding me?
I wish I was.
I can't believe it. Archie Bunker's brother, a commie pinko? Ed, how do you like that?
I don't like it.
I love it. I love it.
I like to see old pictures.
Stop talking, Mike.
Here's some beer for you.
Here's your beer, Dad.
Well, leave it there,
and here's some Fritos for you.
Mike takes the board.
Oh, my. Just look at this.
Edith beams at Fred.
Ain't this interesting? Two brothers that started out in life together exactly the same, with 10 little fingers and 10 little toes.
And where this is gonna end, only a dingbat knows.
Oh, Daddy.
Pinch him.
Okay.
Gloria pinches Archie, and Archie pinches Mike. Mike flinches and chokes Gloria, who elbows him in the side.
I'll tell you what I like. Hold on. Shut up. Hey, all he is. I started talking here. So, what finally happened to the old house in Woodside?
Oh, the last couple that rented it bought it.
Yeah, I know. You could have told me you were selling it.
Archie, we couldn't have bought it.
That ain't the point, Edith. I like to know what's happening to things that should have been mine in the first place.
You were right. It's just that I had to sell it fast. I had to settle things with Dorothy there. I've just telling
you. Yeah, I know. Your wife let...
How did you know that?
I keep tabs.
Archie gets up.
Well, I know his first wife left him. And the second wife walked out on him, too. This guy changes wives as often as I change my drawers.
I hope not. I only changed twice in 11 years.
Gloria, that ain't funny.
Edith considers. Archie glowers, and she holds a finger to her lips.
Come on, let's cut out all the crap, Paul. I mean, what's the point of all of this? Fred, why'd you come here?
Hey, Archie, look, I just dropped by to give you a couple of things I thought you ought to have here. You know, first, look, here's a kind of a letter from me to you, but I don't want you to open it right now, huh?
When the hell am I supposed to open it?
Later.
When later?
3 weeks.
Your letter ain't supposed to open.
Look here, here's Pop's old Hamilton.
Fred offers Archie a pocket watch, then puts it on the table in front of him.
It's from when he was a brakeman on the Long Island Railroad day.
Archie stares at the gold watch, then slowly picks it up.
I found it among a bunch of stuff there, you know, and I know you always liked it. Doesn't keep good time anymore, but hey, the front still pops open there. Yeah.
Archie opens it.
Yeah.
Emotional, he stares at the heirloom, then shuts it.
Archie, Gloria and me thought it would be nice, so we invited Fred and Amy to have dinner with us tonight.
Oh, Amy, huh? Amy's the new wife, I guess.
Guess again.
I get it. One of them things, huh? Oh, ain't that lovely? Well, Edith, as long as you invited the swingers to dinner here, why don't you just invite them to spend the night upstairs, huh?
What a good idea, Fred. We got a nice...
What a good idea. That ain't no good idea.
George, I don't need you. I can always find a bed.
Yeah, well, you always could. I'm going to get the hell out of here.
No,
I'm going back to the saloon.
No, please.
No, I'm sorry. I don't give a damn. I ain't going to have him press his way of life down on me. That's what he done to the old man, put him in his grave. Oh. And then he didn't show up to the funeral.
Archie, that ain't no way to talk to your brother.
What the hell, brother, are you talking about? I ain't had no brother for 29 years. Nearly a quarter of a century, yet. And I think the split between us went back further than that. Way further than that. All the way back to the big cockroach derby.
Mike knits his brow.
The big cockroach derby?
Yes, the great race. And his roach won because when my back was turned, he poured Coca-Cola over my roach.
It was after you tried to set fire to mine.
Go on, and when I kick your butt, you run crawling back and crying to Pop there with a limp on you, telling him I took an axe to you.
Believe this. Two grown men still carrying on a sibling rivalry?
Hey, he sibled more than me. And the old man caught him twice and blamed me for showing him how to do it.
Stop fighting. You're the same flesh and blood. The two of you come out of the same mother.
Since every time you talk about nature, you make my flesh crawl. Stop reading Red Book. Well, the hell with all this. Oh. I'm going. No, I'm going, that's all. Hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't spend more time with you, Fred, though. But maybe sometime, we have lunch together. We'll have a big chat about the family. I'll tell you how beautiful things was before you was born. Maybe 29 years from tomorrow, huh? They'll make it at 12:30, sharp.
On the porch, Archie punches a post, then winces and grips his hand. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out Fred's letter. Ducking past the front window, he tears open the envelope. As Archie reads the letter, a look of concern washes over his face.
Something the matter, Arch?
No, it's just...
At the bar.
You ever heard of a bypass?
A bypass? Yeah, that's when a bus driver, instead of stopping to pick you up, bypasses you like this.
Harry thumbs his nose and wags his fingers.
I'm talking about a coronary bypass.
A heart operation like Kelsey had. Yeah, people are getting them all the time now. Who's having one?
Let me ask you something. What does the executor of a will do?
You mean the executor?
The whatever. What does he do?
Well, nothing till somebody dies.
Fred walks in behind them.
Say, Arch, you feeling all right?
Customer, fella.
Customers.
Yeah. Come right in, sir. What's your pleasure?
Hey, Arch. Look, I couldn't take off on a bad note like that.
Archie looks up at his little brother with concern.
Well, I shouldn't have blew my top. Well, what the hell, you know how I am. I guess I ain't changed much, huh?
I ain't changed much either.
Well, sit down a minute.
Did you read that letter?
But the one you told me to hold for 3 weeks? No. Why? Is it important?
Nothing that couldn't wait. No.
Fred sits with Archie.
Look, Arch. About Pop's funeral.
Forget that.
No, I want to tell you about it.
Well, what the hell could you tell me about it? You wasn't there, was you? Who the hell was you that day, huh? Was you in bed with a blonde?
Could have been a blonde. Main thing is, I was drunk.
Drunk? Pop's laying there dead. And you get drunk, or was you celebrating?
I just didn't want to say goodbye.
To the blonde?
To Pop.
Archie reaches for the pocket watch.
Poor Pop.
Yeah. Poor Pop. I drove him nuts.
You sure did. Still and all, why he give you everything you ever wanted? Even at the end. He give you the house. He give me the gate. Why? I always try to stay out of trouble and everything, didn't I?
Sure.
I always did everything he wanted me to do.
Absolutely.
I always believed everything he told me.
Without question.
I mean, why did he always think I was a dope?
Who cares what he...
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something now. But I never told to nobody.
Harry and Hank listen in from the bar until Archie glares at them.
Keep it down. One night a long time ago, I heard them talking, you know, Pop was saying to Mama that he only had enough money to start one of us out in college, see? And he said that it had to be you, because you had it up here.
He points to his head.
And if anybody had to go on working, it had to be me, because he said it. Now, he said this. My own father said this. He said if they put my brains in a bird, the boy would fly back.
I'm going to tell you something I never told nobody before. Now, for openers, you know, I always looked up to you.
You looked up to a bird brain?
I mean, I was proud of you, Arch. You know, Pop would belt you. You'd never cry. I mean, even when it was my fault, you'd never even snitch on me. Then you'd go right out, protect me from them tough guys down the block there. I mean, you had guts. I don't know why Pop wasn't proud of you. He should have been. It wasn't until years later that I figured out why it was that he gave me so much and you so little.
Why?
He was nuts.
Don't say a thing like that. Don't say Pop was nuts.
Pop was nuts about everything. Everything.
Clenching his jaw, Archie considers.
Was he?
Remember what he said when you brought Edith home?
He said she was too smart for me. Well, maybe in some ways, Pop was a little nuts.
Yeah. I mean, look what you've made of yourself. I mean, you got a business here of your own. You got a beautiful family that loves you. And she's the greatest wife in the world. And you got your self-respect.
Wow.
Archie picks up the watch.
Still, I'm glad to have the old watch, too.
Yeah, yeah, don't go by it, though. It loses a half hour a day.
That's okay. So do I.
Yeah. I guess why I came here, Arch, was... Well, it was to say that I'm sorry for what happened between us.
Well, I'm sorry for knocking out your tooth 29 years.
Yeah. Hey, I'll see you, Archer.
Well, yeah, well, wait a minute. I'll see you around.
Hey, remember, 29 years from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the lunch.
12:30 sharp, huh?
Fred grins to himself.
Well, hey, Fred, what the hell couldn't we say 3 weeks from tomorrow? You know, after I read the letter.
Yeah, why not?
Fred walks away. Archie holds back tears. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Richard McKenzie, Alfred Bunker. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.